What about electropollution or electrostress? Is that a major component of aging, and how can we deal with that?
This is becoming an increasing problem because no matter where you go, everybody has these Wi-Fi networks in their houses. And so you go to your office and you're exposed to it. You go to the coffee shop, you go to the hotel, you go everywhere, in the home, in the bedroom. It's everywhere they're exposed to it. I don't know. We don't know the long-term consequences of being exposed to this electromagnetic radiation all the time. What I do is I go to a sauna. And I don't know to what degree the sauna will detox EMF, electromagnetic field radiation, but I feel that you can get rid of a lot of toxins with a specific kind of sauna called far infrared sauna, FIR sauna, far infrared sauna. So I go for the sauna for the detoxification, and I also try to avoid EMF whenever possible. But I don't know any good way to get rid of it. They have these coils you can wear around your neck and things, but I don't know how well they work.
And which toxins are your worst enemy when it comes to aging?
Obviously, pesticides and plastics are bad ones.
BPA?
Yeah. That's one of the kind of plastics and things like that. Phthalates is a plastics. These things can be endocrine interrupters. They've been found to increase risk of cancer and things like that. Drinking water out of plastic bottles is not a particularly good idea. If you can get from glass bottles, is better. I think that most water that you get from the tap is contaminated with chlorine. They put in chlorine to kill the germs. Yeah. So tap water is actually good, but you need to filter it. So I think people should get a filter for their tap water to take out those chemicals. And what I like to compare it is like you go to the market and you buy a bag of vegetables. So they give you broccoli and you put it in a plastic bag so you can take it home so it doesn't get contaminated. But then when you get home and get ready to eat the broccoli, you want to cook it, you take it out of the plastic bag first. You don't cook it with the plastic bag. Well, it's the same thing with the water. They put the chlorine in the water to protect it so it can get from the water treatment plant to your house to kill the germs. But then when you drink it, you need to take that plastic bag off of the water, which is the chlorine. So you run it through a filter, and then that takes the chlorine and the fluoride and things like that out of it, and then it's safer for you to drink. So you want to get a filter.
Yeah. Will a Brita water filter do?
Yeah. Brita water filter is the most inexpensive way to get it. You can get these things for, 20 or 30 euros, and all you do is you pour it, and it will get rid of, 95, 99% of those toxins.
Yeah, for a couple of months.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a very inexpensive way to do it. I think that's a good idea.